Hello, hello, hi. Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered. My name is Charles. How have you been? Hope you've had a good week. My dear, I am where I am, doing wahala, doing life and doing all of the things. But it is one of those things. We live in this world to do what we need to do, try our best. Sometimes we move through the motions. Sometimes we feel like we know what we are doing. And sometimes we just feel like we don't know what we are doing. And that is life. It doesn't have to always be that you know what you are doing. Just do life in your own best kind of way. Okay, every day as a gay Igbo man, I am reminded that people think they own me, that my body is theirs to debate, my fashion is theirs to mock, my love is theirs to erase. Here is the truth. I don't owe anybody anything. I don't owe you anything at all. We as queer people do not owe you anything. I have seen people who will come on my page knowing that they like how I dress, the things that I do, but they will always look for something negative to dissect you, to discuss you. And this is what happens to every fucking queer person. If you are a trans woman, they will talk about you, they will ridicule you, they will insult you. Some of them sometimes will say certain things about, you have better nyansh than me. They are complimenting you, but in that compliment, it feels like they are bitter and jealous at the same time. Or they are trying to tell that trans woman or trans man that you did something that is not natural. It just is mad. It is mad. And it does not make any sense whatsoever. One thing I do not understand for the life of me is the way some of us Africans are so obsessed with queer lives and the things that queer people do. Majority of the times where people have spoken to us crazy, they always say some of the most weirdest nonsense. The obsession with control is mad when it comes to us queer people. Parents telling queer kids not to disgrace their family, not to disgrace the family. Yari, 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 yada. My dear, some of you have uncles and brothers that are PDF files, that are pedophiles, that are criminals, that are thieves and fraudsters. But you are bothered about what your queer child is doing. You are bothered that your queer child is disgracing you. Meanwhile, you have other relatives that are higgy and haga. This is why sometimes you have people who will have their brothers and sisters send them threats about them disgracing their family. Respect the family. You are disgracing the family and things like this. That is why we are in situations where our relatives disown us, where our relatives don't want to speak to us. The thing is, if a lot of you use half of the energy you use towards discriminating against LGBTQIA+ people, if you use that energy to do something meaningful, the world will be a better place. For someone like me who is on social media, my comment sections are filled with advice about how to live quietly. I swear, different kinds of advice from people who don't know their left from their right. Some of these people are not very clever. They are less than smart. You know, sometimes when you speak to people where you'll be like, oh my God, it's like pouring water into a colander. That is the way some of these people are. And they will advise you. And most of the times, it is never about safety. It is always about control. Because they want to control what you do, how you live your life. They want to tell you, oh, we understand there are gay people, there are queer people, there are lesbians, but just do it and be quiet about it. They want to control you. And the reason why the world have problems with especially trans people is because they've said, oh, I'm not going to be like this. I am who I am. I am the way I am. And you are going to adjust. And the thing is, for we in general, we as queer people, we understand that you don't like us. You don't care about us. We understand that you are trying to control us. We understand that you are hypocritical. We understand that you pretend, because some of you have insulted some of my friends publicly and go privately and ask them out. This has happened to me as well. So in this time and age that we live in, if you don't allow people to control you, if you critically think, a lot of these people, especially these religious leaders, will not like you. That is why you see a lot of the nonsense everywhere where people are using this Christianity nonsense to control people. It's wild. It is wild. Why do you feel like you can police how people live their lives? There's something that happened recently where a relative of mine was claiming that I was mentioning my last name and everything and calling my family and telling people about my family and my village and all of these things in my videos. I never did that. What I did and I have done in my video is that I have said that I'm an Igbo gay man from Njikọ Kalogu government area of Anambra State. That's all I have said. I have never mentioned my village name, where I come from, and things like this. I have never done that. But the thing is, when people want to control you, they will bring up so many things that will make it easier for them to control you. And that is what it is. And that is what it's going to be for them, because you are never going to be able to control me. You are never going to be able to control queer people. You may be in a position where your child that is queer still needs you financially for support and things like this. But when they get to a point where they can take care of themselves, if that child is wise enough, they will give you a massive space and love you from afar. Family always is the first police we have as queer people. That is why when you are in your family compounds and things like this, family compounds are places where silence is demanded. They demand your silence. You have in-laws spread rumors, like my sister-in-law will do, like the way she will try to blackmail me by sending my videos to my sister. She is family because she's married to my brother. You have certain aunties and uncles that will move mad. They want to silence you. It is a demand. Siblings threaten you. Parents weaponizing shame. And you know the thing I want to tell you today? Do not allow anybody to weaponize shame. Do not allow anybody to tell you, oh, I'm going to tell people that you are gay. I'm going to shame you. Do not allow that to happen to you. There is no shame in being gay, in being a lesbian, in being a trans woman, a trans man, in being gender nonconforming, being LGBTQIA+. There is no shame in that. This is one of the biggest problems we have. That is why a lot of people are in situations where people are blackmailing them and asking them for money, because they will say to you, I am going to let people know that you are gay if you don't give me money. I have heard a lot of stories like this where people have fallen for this. My dear, let me tell you something. If people know that you are gay, what are they going to do? Excommunicate you, not speak to you, weaponize religion against you, weaponize God, threaten you, spread rumors, tell people, or tell you, you are a disgrace to the family. My dear, I want to make it clear to you, you are not a disgrace to your family for being queer. You are unique. You are wonderful. You are amazing. The earlier you understand this, the better for you. A lot of us queer people, we always bend backwards to fit in. We always try as much as possible to bend ourselves backwards. We try to fit in so much. I did this for the longest time, the way I dressed. I knew how I wanted to dress, how I dressed, what I liked. But I was trying as much as possible to conform. I was doing things that are very palatable. The way I dressed, the way I spoke, the things I did for my brothers not to suspect, for my family to be okay with me. I was protecting a name and the name of people who, if anything happens to me today, they will continue to live their lives. Understand that everyone is going to be buried alone. We are going to die alone. If anything happens to you today, your families, your cousins, your brothers, your sisters, all of them will continue to lead and live their lives. Let that sink in. Society's double standards is wild. Straight people flaunt their love every day, like weddings, pregnancy shots, Valentine's Day. But if a queer couple posts themselves holding hands, posts themselves kissing, dancing together, being in love, suddenly it's immoral. It's too much. Have you ever thought of that? There's been so many times where I have posted things with my man with his face not showing. If you go in the comment section of those videos, it is wild, crazy, the things that people say. Why is it making you uncomfortable? Some of you SA children, you do wild things. Just the fact that I'm showing love, I'm showing that I love my man, and gay people are showing that they are in love, makes you uncomfortable. It becomes too much for you. It becomes immoral. Nothing is immoral about me being a gay man and showing affection and love to my partner. The thing is that the same culture that lets corruption thrive says my love is the real problem. I don't even know where to start and what to say because it's easy and it is clear for you to see this. Because everything about some of you straight people is a scam. You try as much as possible to pretend like you are the best thing. That is why you hear things like, oh, you teach people to be gay. You are teaching our children to be gay. Blah, blah, blah. No, there is nothing to teach anybody. You cannot teach anyone how to be a lesbian, how to be a gay man, how to be a trans woman, how to be a trans man. No, people are born gay. Okay, I was having this conversation with somebody the other day and the person said to me, Charles, you're very, very disobedient. You are disrespectful. You insult people. You are doing too much. In that moment, I realized, oh my freaking goodness, the God of my ancestors, can you come here? Ancestors, where are you? Come and listen to this. I realized that this person is saying to me that my visibility is a disobedience. That is what they are telling me. My fashion, my joy, my softness, my self-expression, which are really me being myself and living my life unapologetically. It's a massive problem for them. Every time I post, every time I show up, I am saying, I'm not yours to police. I am not here for you to police me. I am expressing myself. I am being myself. And that should be the same for each and every one of us that is here. Show up. Turn up, show out, be the things, be the vibes, because you are the moment. You are amazing. Reclaim our autonomy. Square Africans are not here just to be silent. We are not your moral lessons. We are not your punching bags. We exist to live, to thrive, to define ourselves, not to be defined by their fears. Do not be afraid of any good for nothing person that is trying to make you small. Learn to be who you are if you haven't done that already. Stand tall every time. Express yourself. Be yourself. You need to tell them, you cannot control me. You cannot erase me. I am not here to obey. I am here to be free. And that is the only thing I owe to myself and to my queer family. Remember that. Ask yourself this. Where in your life are you still letting others police your existence? Ask yourself these questions because it is absolutely important. Where in your life are you still letting others police your existence? What would it look like to reclaim it? Think of it. Think of this deeply. Do one thing this week, your way, in your own kind of way. Post the photo. Wear the outfit. Tell the story. Refuse. Absolutely refuse to shrink. Absolutely. Absolutely refuse to shrink. Stand tall because you are the light. Stand tall because you are the light. You are amazing. Let no good for nothing person tell you any different. You are loved. You are wonderful. You are amazing. Always remember this. I have been Charles, and this has been Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. Have a wonderful time. Thank you so, so much for listening. I shall see you in the next episode.